You're listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast, Ben Fordham Live. And now, the US Report.
An Australian man has been fatally gunned down in Los Angeles. He was only a few weeks away from returning to see his family. A very sad case. Harley Carnes, thanks for joining us.
Certainly, Ben. Azuma Bennett was his name. He was shot to death outside a marijuana dispensary in Los Angeles. I mean, as a job, and he had a good one, he was a fitness trainer. He worked at a boxing club. The fundraiser organizer, and a fundraiser, I'll explain, is a GoFundMe campaign was set up to be able to raise money so that his body could be flown back to Australia. So far, they've raised about $34,000 Australian dollars. But she said, Tamara Fortune said, Azuma was one of a kind, an outstanding athlete, fighter, teacher, trainer, and friend and mate to so many other people. They say that when he walked into a room, he could light it up. Everybody liked him very, very much. But evidently, some people didn't, because he was shot 8 times in front of this dispensary, which suggests that it wasn't a simple drive-by shooting where you might catch a bullet or two among the spray, you know. 8 times suggests very deliberate action.
Yeah, and at this stage, that is still under investigation by police, so we'll keep across that. Very sad, and we pass on our love to his family here in Sydney. Harley, you've got a story about a lost dog being reunited with its family.
Yeah, Jeff Bonnard is the name of the man who owns this poodle hound mix that went missing way back in early June. People were looking all over for him. Abby is her name, almost 14 years of age, that's old age for dogs, of course, managed to survive, though, nearly 60 days after somehow either falling or stumbling into a cave. Pitch dark, barren, nothing down there, 58 degree Fahrenheit, that's 14 degrees Celsius in the cave, bone-chilling stone and mud for a bed and nothing to eat. Abby and Bonnard's other dog, Summer, used to run around in the fields and the forest near home. They chased the rabbits and such, only this time only Summer came home. The owner looked all over for her, posted flyers, asked for help on social media. And then on August 6th, almost 2 months after the dog disappeared, Jerry Keene and 5 other adults, along with some kids, entered the cave called the Barome Moor Cave. They were planning to go spelunking, do some exploring. One of the kids came running back and he goes, "Hey, Dad, there's a dog in here."
No.
Dad says, "No, there's not." "Yeah, there was a dog in there." It turns out Dad is an experienced caver and rescue worker, and along with another friend of similar talent, Rick Haley, they carefully bundled the dog, who they said was on her last legs, into a duffel bag, brought her out into the light, where there was also food. One of the rescuers gave Abby a bite of beef, and they said she almost ate his finger off. And the bottom line is, she's going to be okay after losing nearly half her body weight.
They don't always end in a happy ending like that, Harley. We love it when they do. We'll catch you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot,
Harley Carnes, joining us from the United States.